On today's 5:45, earlier this month, the news came in that a dedicated bus service and indeed clinics were being set up in Tipperary for people wishing to travel to the north for medical procedures and avail of the cross-border healthcare directive. The pilot trip saw 10 people go to Derry and its success would determine the future of the scheme. I'm joined today by the man behind this, Tipperary Commissioner of Oats, John O'Heaney, with some positive news.
I've spoken to you previously about the need for having such a service available in the area in Tipperary, and the work I had gone in to try and facilitate and to try and get that service. So thankfully we had a fantastic couple of days away. We went to Limavady in Derry and we left on a Friday morning two Fridays ago, and we came back on a Saturday evening. It was hugely successful. The team above in the north were very accommodating. They were excellent. The duty of care they had to the patients was outstanding, the Kingsbridge team. They have hospitals in Limavady and Derry and also in Belfast, so we availed of the one in Limavady this time. Hopefully from now onwards, all the procedures will take place in the Belfast facility. But it was fantastic. An awful lot of work went into organising it, I suppose, the logistics of it, and ensuring that the patients had everything that they needed in terms of transport and accommodation up there. But then the hospital itself, they were brilliant. The team, they provided such great care to all the patients that went. We had patients from Tipperary and also from Limerick as well, which was fantastic. And I'm hoping now to hold another set of clinics in the middle of June. So the 15th and 16th of June, I'll be holding a new set of clinics. And I've decided to expand into County Limerick as well. So on the Thursday, the 15th of June, I'll be holding one in Palace Green, County Limerick, and also in Cashel, County Tipperary. And then on the 16th, which is the Friday of June, I'll be holding another one in Tipperary Town. It's hoped to perhaps expand further into Tipperary with these clinics as time progresses, and I suppose down to maybe, you know, what people need, I suppose, and where exactly they're coming from in the area. So it's a fantastic service to have up and running. I suppose you would be anxious that it all went well, so I went on the first bus myself just to make sure everything went smoothly for everybody, and thankfully it did. One particular man was 4 years on a waiting list here down in with the HSE, and thankfully he got his procedure taken place above in the north, and he was delighted with the results. I spoke to him there last week and he was just thrilled. He had to give up driving and golf, two big loves in his life, and he's able to go back doing those things now in the next few weeks, which is fantastic for him.
Absolutely, it's brilliant news. It's great to hear people getting kind of conclusions to these long-running sagas almost. You mentioned the clinics. What is the purpose of them? What should people expect if they come?
The clinics themselves are for people to come and meet the team from the north, from the hospitals in Belfast. So representatives of the hospital, of Kingsbridge Hospital, will be there on the day. You can speak to the lady. Her name is Niamh Maloney. Her father is actually hails from Golden Kilfeacle in the heart of Tipperary, but he has spent the majority of his life above in Belfast. So it was really sheer coincidence that I came in contact with Niamh, and she has huge links to the area. Her grandparents and her family are all living down here in Tipperary. So when I told her that I was hoping to maybe avail of their services and to get clinics and services running from Tipperary upwards to the north, she was delighted, because I suppose she has such a vested interest in Tipperary. Her family all hail from Tipperary. So that made things an awful lot easier on my behalf, because she was so enthusiastic about getting this up and running in her adopted county, so to speak. So the purpose of those clinics is for people to come. They can discuss what they need done, what procedures they feel they need done. They can bring a referral letter from their doctor or from their GP to the clinics, and they can get booked in for procedures then based on the different criteria that they may require. So it kind of puts people at ease. It gives people a chance to speak and to ask questions. Lots of people came to the last set of clinics just to kind of get information and to ask questions about procedures, and they didn't actually go through with getting anything done. But they're hoping now that they've gathered the information that perhaps in the future that they will avail of the service now that it's available in the area for them.
In terms of numbers, what were you talking last time?
We got 10 patients seen to altogether, which might not sound like a lot, but it's 10 patients who are really in need of medical procedures to take place. Some of them had been on the waiting list quite a long time. The majority of them travelled on the bus with us. It was a real community effort. A local bus company, Cotter's Coaches, based in Dunaskeith, which is near Dundrum, and they supplied a luxury coach, and it was absolutely top class.
My final question is, and it's something I think that a lot of people thought of when they heard that you were doing this. You mentioned in our last interview you do this voluntarily. Since this got up and running, I mean, have you had any communication from local politicians, representatives? I would be thinking this is something they would love to be part of.
I suppose, no, I haven't really had any connection with local politicians or different things like that. You're probably asking why wasn't something like this set up before. Now, I am well aware that some of the TDs in the area had been sending people up maybe the odd time if, you know, they did help people when there was needed, I suppose. So I suppose maybe they didn't go to the extremes I've gone to maybe, but in terms of advertising it. But I would imagine that they have helped different people when they did need them.
I suppose you took the step of getting the dedicated bus service.
I suppose so. I just took it a little bit further and advertised it a little bit and got it kind of out there that this service was available in the area. This service is available in other parts of the country to maybe to a lesser extent or to, you know, that kind of way. So I just felt, I looked at different geographical settings around the country and I saw what they were doing in terms of how they were providing for the people in their area. And I just felt that there was a massive opening in County Tipperary and indeed in County Limerick, I suppose, which is neighbouring us, to have something like this available. And even if it's only a bus of 10 or 12 people that go up each time, you could have a bus of 30 people the next time. You know, there is a huge level of interest in the next set of clinics.